Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Grace and Lauren with your 8 a.m. Zlines. Quandamooka elders from North Stradbroke and Moreton Islands have raised concerns over plans to dredge 90 million cubic metres of sediment out of Moreton Bay. The project comes as a part of a 25-year plan to expand the Port of Brisbane's existing channels to cater to much larger ships in the future. The Minjerribah Mungumpan elders in council have expressed concerns that the removal of this material has potential to severely harm the bay's marine ecosystem. The Port of Brisbane has denied breaching its federal obligations to consult with elders due to the dredging plans being in early stages.
The Queensland government have proposed a series of new laws targeting the sale of illegal tobacco and vape, labelled the toughest in the nation, by Tim Nicholls, the Minister for Health and Ambulance Services. The Tobacco and Other Smoking Products and Other Legislation Amendment Bill was announced on Thursday, with the bill increasing current powers to seize and destroy smoking products and extending large fines and possible jail time to landlords facilitating or turning a blind eye to illegal activity on their premises. The amendment bill is open for consultation until June 30, when it will supposedly follow the rollout of an increase in on-the-spot fines for the sale of illicit tobacco and vapes on April 3rd.
In national news, three people are dead and one missing after record-breaking floods smashed the New South Wales mid-north coast, with over 140 SES warnings currently in place. The large band system has begun tracking south towards Sydney after hanging over the mid-coast and Hunter Valley regions across the past week. Record high rainfall counts have been seen. Sydney's Warragamba Dam currently at 96% capacity, with forecasts of dam spillage expected between late afternoon today and early tomorrow morning. Flash flooding is possible on the Colo, Hawkesbury and Nepean rivers. If you need help or are in an affected area, the New South Wales SES phone number is 132 500 and a list of all warning zones are listed on their website.
The split of the federal Liberal National Coalition has been put on hold after Liberal leader Susan Lee agreed to consider one of the national policy's demands. The two parties have paused the announcements of their portfolio spokespeople, and a nuclear deal is looking increasingly likely. Reports have been made about lengthy in-party discussions, with the consensus within the Liberal Party being that the coalition should patch up their fraught relationship.
In international news, a 5,000-ton North Korean warship has been damaged and remains in the port following an accident during its launch ceremony. Kim Jong-un has labelled the accident a criminal act and blames military officials, scientists, and shipyard operators. The launching of the warship was meant to be a significant advance in the continued strengthening of North Korea's military capabilities. Mr. Kim has cited perceived threats from the U.S. and its allies as the reasons for the arms buildup, and has previously stated his next step would be acquiring a nuclear-powered submarine.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds throughout the morning. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.